on the line now, I have Jackie Hoihe from Citizens Information. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, John.
And thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about illness benefits this morning.
We are, John, and I'll just go through to the budget changes for illness benefit for 2022. So to get illness benefit from the Department of Social Protection, you must be off work sick. You must be aged under 66 and satisfy a social insurance PRSI contributions. Now, illness benefit is not linked to your employer's policy on pay for sick leave. Your employer can decide their own policies on sick pay. So what they're saying there is some employers will be written into their contract that they pay you when you're off sick. So you need to get in touch with your administrator and see what the administrative arrangements do with your job. What usually happens is when you're filling out the form for illness benefit, if your job pays you, it asks you to nominate a bank account. So you'd be nominating the job's bank account if the job pays you. So the check would go directly to them and you'd get your full week's wages. So it depends on what's in your contract. There's no obligation for an employer to pay when you're off sick. That's why illness benefit is there for people when they're off sick. And the budget 2003, the maximum rate of illness benefit will increase by €5 a week. So that's from 203 to 208, and that's from January 2022. The weekly rate for a qualified child will also increase by €2, from €38 to €40 for a child under 12 years of age. And it will increase from €3 to €45 to €48 for children aged 12 and over. That's if you're claiming for dependent children on illness benefit. It's going up by €2 for under 12 and €3 for over 12. Now, when a worker is told to self-isolate by a doctor has been diagnosed with a COVID-19, they can apply for a COVID-19 enhanced illness benefit payment, which is a standard rate of €350 a week, but you would have to be diagnosed and confirmed by a doctor that you have COVID. Now, the rules for illness benefit, you must apply for illness benefit within 6 weeks of becoming ill. Since March 21, the number of waiting days has been reduced. It used to be 3 days and it went up to 6. They put it back down, you only need 3 waiting days, which means that you don't get paid for the first 3 days that you've been out sick. And the PRSI contributions, you must have at least 104 weeks of PRSI contributions paid since you first started work, and either 39 weeks PRSI contributions paid or credited in the relevant tax year, of which 13 must be paid. If you do not have 13 paid contributions in the relevant tax year, then 13 can be either got from either of the two tax years before the relevant year. The last complete tax year before the year in which you claim for illness benefit, or the current tax year, or 26 PRSI contributions paid in the relevant tax year and 26 PRSI contributions paid in the tax year immediately before this. Now, I know this can be complicated. So when they talk about the relevant tax year, this is 2021, so they're looking at 2019. That's the way they work it out. The relevant tax year is always 2 years before the current year. Now, illness benefit lasts for a maximum of up to 2 years, 624 payment days, and now at least 260 weeks contributions. That's for you to get the full 2 years. And as I said, as long as they consent to you periodically to check that you're still unwell, if you're still unwell after this 2 years and you feel like your illness is going to last long term, you can apply for an invalidity pension. It's an extra €5 a week. You can also get it, opens you up to more benefits. You can get a free travel pass, and depending on your circumstances, you can go for fuel allowance and the living alone allowance and the household benefits. Now, if you're on illness benefit, you can take your payment abroad. It's not a means tested payment, it's based on your PRSI contributions, so you can go away. Now, people ask, can you work on illness benefit? What you have to do is you have to switch over to a partial capacity benefit. They assess your disability and they either say you're moderate, severe or profound, and they give you a portion of your illness benefit, and then you can work, and the payment that you receive from employment is not means tested. You must be getting illness benefit for at least 6 months before you can apply for this partial capacity benefit. I've also told you to get the full rate, the weekly payments, this is covered for 2021. You have to have an average earnings of €300 or more to get the full 203 a week. If you've earned between 220 and 299.99, you get 159 a week. 150 to 209.99 is 131. And if you earn less than €150 a week, you only get 91.10. So it's just to let people know that although the full rate is 203, it does depend on your earnings. And to get the full rate, you have to earn over €300 a week. to apply for these new rules, the new ways to apply for the illness benefit. You must get an illness benefit claim form, an IB1, and a medical certificate saying incapacity from work from your doctor. You fill in the IB1 form and you send it off free post to the department. Now, your GP can provide the medical certificate to cover the duration of your illness. Some GPs can complete the medical certificate online to do that in their office. But if your GP hasn't got that facility, he will give you a paper form of the cert to go with your IB1 form that you get from any local Intreo office or from the Citizen Advice. The two of them go together. So either the doctor can fill his section in and send it off, and then you only fill in the IB1 form. If he hasn't got that facility to send it off himself, he'll give you a paper form of the cert saying that you're unfit for work to go with your IB1 form, and they need to be sent to the department, as I said, in a free post envelope. Now, if you're refused the illness benefit for any reason, you have 21 days to appeal this decision. And here at the Citizen Advice, we can help you appeal this decision if you feel you've been wrongfully, you know, the decision was wrong. But that's just for illness benefits. So remember, there is based on your PRSI contributions, and they look at your relevant years 2 years prior. And it's not means tested. And as I said, if you feel your illness is going to last long term, you don't have to wait 2 years for your illness benefit to run out. If you found out after a year of being off work sick that your illness is going to be long term, you can apply then for a validity pension. If anybody's got any queries to do with that, we are seeing people by appointments, or you can ring us at 0761 078 190. We're Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 4:30, so give us a ring and we feel you need an appointment, we'll make an appointment for you to come up and see us. And that's it, John.
Okay, Jackie, thanks for that. And as you said, there's a lot of information there, but people can ring 0761 078 190. Right, talk to you again next week, same time.
Okay, John.
Okay, Jackie.
See you then.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.